I have two sons. They bring more joy to my life than I could ever have imagined. I have no daughters. However, I have two goddaughters. One is 28 and the other is 9 3/4. I once stood at a baptismal font, rejected Satan and all his works, and promised to stand between my goddaughters and all harm. I have watched my goddaughters grow up in a different Ireland. When our beloved Michael D became president, my younger goddaughter, Emma, asked, "But I thought you had to be a woman to be president of Ireland." I was sorely tempted to reply, "Well, when there is no suitable female candidate, the people of Ireland elect a male poet." However, I suppressed my own bias and told her it didn't matter as long as it was the best person for the job. I have been there for my goddaughter's baptisms, first communions and confirmation. My goddaughter Amy is only 17 years younger than me, but she has grown up in a church with altar girls and women Eucharistic ministers. The church still has a long way to go before it achieves full gender equality. Still, I keep faith that my goddaughters, their daughters, or goddaughters will live to see that day. I don't know who Satan is, but I have a feeling that inequality is part of his evil arsenal. This International Women's Day, I said a prayer for my goddaughters, my sons, nieces and nephews, that they will keep the faith with March 8th and march on so that there is no more inequality in our world.